Meeting will come to order. Are all the members in their seats? Thank you. Welcome to the Agricultural, Rural Economics, and Veterans Affairs Policy Committee. Before we meet the members, I wanted you to draw attention to some important details. There are some seating charts in your little folders. We'll do that for a while. There were some requests that they would like them, and it would be easier for us to get to know you better if we were in seating charts. So after a couple of weeks, we'll probably not use it, but for now, there are a lot of new members on the committee, and we'd like to get to know you better and you to learn us a little bit more about us, too. So that's in there for your usage. Looking at the committee procedures, they're pretty clear. We're going to try to start on the scheduled time, hopefully. If you're unable to attend, please contact either Mary Larson or Kate Byer ahead of time. We'd appreciate that. If you don't do that, you will be counted absent. So that's pretty clear. The appropriate decorum will be expected. All activity will go through the chair. If you have substitute amendments, we'd like you to give us them at a reasonable time. I'm not expecting a 24 hours, but I would like it reasonable enough for our CA to put it together. And if you have amendments that you absolutely want to do and you think they're not reasonable, I would just ask that you would bring 50 copies to the meeting so that everybody has a copy of the amendment. The save folder, if you keep it in your save folder, it'll be saved. If it's not in the save folder, it will be recycled. It's your responsibility to submit a written request for hearings to the committee. We expect that you would find your witnesses. If you have trouble thinking about who you could do, be sure to ask either me or Mary or Kate on helping you find some witnesses. But it would be nice if you would find your own witnesses to your bills. Cell phones need to be silenced. And I know some people say shut them off, take them off, but I have a daughter that I have a deal with her that if there's an emergency, you call me. And so I'm not one of the people that are going to say we're not going to have any cell phones or they can't be on vibrate or whatever. I'm a mom and we have that deal, and I'm sure some of you all other ones have those kinds of situations. Also, unless when you want a hearing, we put it in our files, you must have a hearing request in order to get a hearing. So from the very first time that I was here, what I did was, I dropped in the bill, and then I actually, when it came through the house, on the house, I would immediately drop in a hearing request. Kate has three committees, so it would be really, really helpful that as soon as you have the bill number, that it goes in for a hearing request. And it will make it a lot easier for all of us, including you, so that at the last minute when there's a deadline and there isn't a hearing request, we might not have time to hear your bill. So I just want to, we put one in every folder so that you would have one, so you didn't have to go looking for one, and you can make copies. But I just wanted you to know that's something that I really want to happen, so that you can get your bills heard. Too often it's late and the bills, and we haven't asked for a hearing. So I don't know if you have any questions or comments or changes that you think would be appropriate on any of the things that we have on our committee procedures. Okay, thank you. what we'd like to do now is, obviously, I'm Representative Mary Ellen Oterma, and I'm the chair. But what I'd like to have you do now, and I really appreciate meeting each one of you individually. It was a really informative piece of getting to know you better and knowing kind of where you want to go with some of your bills, and I really appreciate that. And so we can share some of that now amongst each other as a group and in the audience. So I suppose I can start off. I grew up on, most people know what I do, but I did grow up on a family farm. I went up the corporate ladder. At 23, I was offered an executive position. I met this guy. He was kind of cute, so I thought we'd get married. And then he said, he was an electronic engineer, and then he said, I think I want to go back to the farm. So there went all my money. The money that I had made, I think we built a silo. And I live on the farm, still live on the farm, and rent out my land, and I have my niece's horses at my farm. So just a little bit about me. So, Rod?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I'd also like to say thank you for coming out and meeting with us personally. I appreciate that a great deal. It was nice to get to know you on a one-to-one basis, if you will, and also with yourself over there. I do appreciate that a great deal. I'm Rod Hamilton. I represent District 22B, which is Cottonwood County, Jackson County, and then the City of Worthington, four townships in Nobles County. A little bit about my history. I'm originally from Iowa. Don't hold it against me. A lot of people do. But I was born and raised in Humboldt, Iowa. And when I graduated high school, idle hands get in trouble. I had an uncle that said, kid, I'm moving to Minnesota. I'm going to work you and work you hard. He put me on the farm, slopping hogs, if you will, milking cows periodically for a neighbor, and boxing groceries at the Harmony IGA. He had me working every day, three jobs, and made about $9,000 a year and had absolutely no benefits whatsoever. A friend of mine called and said, you like raising pigs? I said, Jeff, that's all I know. I said, I don't know anything else. And he said, I can get you a job where you don't have to work every weekend. It's every other weekend. And lo and behold, that's how I got started in the swine industry. I worked extremely hard. Now I'm affiliated with Christensen Farms. I've been with them since 1992. I'm past president of the Minnesota Pork Producers, member of Farm Bureau, and I have a passion for agriculture. I owe everything to agriculture, if you will. And so I appreciate serving on this committee, and I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair and members, and a little bit about my background. Representative Al Junkie, I grew up in Wells, Minnesota, down by the Iowa border, down the I'm a flatlander from south central Minnesota. My parents are both teachers, so I did not grow up on a farm, but I did drive my first tractor with a neighbor when I was 8 years old and worked on a farm periodically. You know, I grew up summers walking beans and baling hay like every rural kid did at that time. So since I couldn't be a farmer, I wasn't born into it, like most farmers are. I did the next best thing. I went to the College of Agriculture in St. Paul, got a degree in soil science, and I got a second degree in agronomy. And while I was there in school, I did a number of jobs. I worked in the soil testing laboratory for a number of years with Dr. John Grava. I worked on the Wild Rice Project in northern Minnesota, research project, fertility research, up in Grand Rapids and Aiken and Manoman counties for a couple summers. And then when I was out of school, I worked for Dr. John Moncrief as a senior lab technician doing soil fertility and conservation tillage research. I worked with Mark Seeley, who's still there. Moncrief and Seeley are still there with the remote sensing project. And then I took off to the private sector and worked with the Howell Fertilizer Company, later bought by ConAgra. And I was a wholesale sales rep for them, selling fertilizer and ag chemicals in northwest Wisconsin and northern Minnesota was my territory. And from there I moved to Wilmer, and I'm self-employed now as a real estate appraiser, doing farm and commercial appraisal work. So basically all my life since 8 years old I've been involved with farm stuff. And I've been on this committee. I was elected in 1996, and I've been on this agriculture committee every year that I've been in the legislature.
Madam Chairman, thank you for chairing our committee, and thank you for your visit to my office recently. I'm Ron Szymanski, representing District 18A, primarily McLeod and a portion of Meeker County. I grew up on a small, diversified farm. We had dairy cattle, hogs, laying hens, broiler hens, ducks, occasionally a goose on the farm. But I've been in agriculture all my life. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to work on the farm all my life. I've worked off the farm consistently since finishing college over at Wilmer Community College, where I majored in ag business. And after college, I worked for Lester's Farm Buildings, started out pounding nails in pole sheds, worked my way up through management to the pricing administration position with Lester's, until the farm economy tanked back about 1980. And then I went into the insurance business and was a life and health insurance agent for 15 years, and decided to get back a little more into farming, but also went to work for Litfin Lumber. Litfin Lumber builds trusses, primarily focused on trusses, and now they're also making columns for pole barns, but also the primary business is house trusses, floor and roof trusses. But I've maintained my roots in agriculture. I've had cattle on my farm. Well, I grew up on a dairy farm. When I bought my own farm, I bought an acreage and two calves to start out a beef herd. And I've been in the beef business all those years. I think it's going on 30 years now. And but on a small scale, because I was working off the farm, didn't have a lot of acres. 4 years ago, I purchased an apple orchard. I had worked at this particular orchard. I've done 10 seasons out there already, and 4 years ago I was able to buy the orchard, and so now I produce apples, a few pears, and market primarily in the farmers' markets in the Minneapolis area. So it's a different type of agriculture than what most people are accustomed to, but I like that portion of agriculture where it's from the grower to the consumer, and Minnesota Grown has been an important factor in making that successful, administered by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And so when we had our tour at the Minnesota Department of Ag last week, I was impressed by what they're doing, and I appreciate all the work they do for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Larry Hosh. I represent District 14B, which is essentially smack dab in the middle of the state of Minnesota. And the county that I represent is Stearns. And in Stearns County, we are the largest dairy county in the entire state of Minnesota. We have more dairy cows than any county in Wisconsin. And I think that shows the importance of the industry to us. However, if you look at my district, it's an interesting setup of I think different economies. If you cut my district in half, the eastern half is facing some substantial development pressures. We're 3 miles outside of St. Cloud. We're growing at a very rapid pace. And if you look at the western side of my district, we're much more rural in nature. Communities of Painesville, Richmond, Roscoe. And I think the economies of scale coupled with those development pressures are really making the family farm more and more difficult as time goes on. So I'm very interested in trying to maintain our rural economies, especially with the dairy industry, but looking at ways to offer investments into the farm and also into new technologies that can maintain the smaller scale farms. So I'm excited to be on the committee and hope to learn a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members, and I'm Dean Erdahl, and represent District 18B, which is almost all of Meeker County and six townships in Wright County, still a largely rural agricultural district. I represent the of my siblings and I, the first generation of my family on either side that has no farmers in it. My grandfather on my mother's side, their family came in 1856 and farmed in Meeker County. My grandfather had the first all-electric farm in the state of Minnesota. It was a demonstration farm for the REA. I've lived over 35 years, however, on a hobby farm between Litchfield and Grove City. Made one brief foray into attempting a livestock endeavor, and that was with goats. But to say it didn't work. It's a short-lived attempt. Again, I've taught 35 years, 7th grade history at New London Spicer. June 2nd of last year was my last year there. I retired. School board accepted my resignation with regrets. They regretted that I didn't quit sooner. I certainly have a natural interest in agriculture. Due to my family background and the area that I represent, we're heavy in the poultry and dairy. I represent one of Minnesota's largest milk processors, First District in Litchfield. How many slices of cheese every day? 8 million. You'll all remember that by the end of this. I've been sponsoring some dairy legislation the past years. The investment tax credit for dairy has been near and dear to my heart, and with the help of Representative Junkie, I'm sure we'll get that, and all of you, I'm sure we'll get that passed this year.
Madam Chair, first of all, thank you and Vice Chair Faust for the visit. That was nice, and it is good to know each other. With that in mind, I also grew up on a farm. At that time, it was a fairly large farm in the Red River Valley. Today, it would probably be, I guess, 800 acres. It's probably a hobby farm out there now. We raised purebred Angus after getting rid of the diversified ideas from a long time before that. My dad was Red River Valley Farmer of the Year 50 years ago, and he won the corn growing championship of that region with 97.4 bushels. That would qualify you for disaster payments today, but it was pretty impressive then. My wife's family still actively farms in my district, so I continue to maintain personal interest in agriculture. The district that I represent, 12B, contains Fort Ripley, or Camp Ripley. I keep mixing the two because of the town. But so the veterans part of this committee is pretty important to me also. The southern part is almost entirely family farms. The part of Minnesota that I grew up in the Red River Valley, if I take my old high school bus route, there are three occupied farms on that route now. The people in 12B are very, very concerned that that happened to them. And so my purpose here basically is to try to make sure that small family farms can survive. We also have right in the middle of my district an ethanol plant, and it's a very progressive one. It's a little more innovative than some of the ones earlier have been. And so pretty much any way we look at this committee, it's a good fit for my district.
Madam Chair, could I just add one thing quickly? And my Uncle Silas was the 1929 state corn husking champion. I just thought you wanted to know that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Representative Erdahl. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Representative Faust.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'd like to thank all of you that visited with the Chair and I when we did come around and to visit with you last week. I grew up in a small town in North Dakota. My father started farming when I was in sixth grade and farmed all the way through my high school years, so I know what it's like to put 100 hours a week on a hay John Deere. And that's why I can't hear very good today, but it was a good experience for me. I attended NDSU in Fargo, got a degree in Ag Economics and Soils, and spent most of my adult life in ag business. I guess one thing that there is a goal of mine is the school I graduated from high school with, when I graduated, had 37 students. There's been about five schools that have consolidated with that school now, so that when I graduated, there would have been about 100 or more students, and there's now 12 in second grade. And I guess one of my goals of being on ag committees is to try to find a way to prevent that from happening in Minnesota as much as possible. So thank you very much.
Dave represented Bud Heidgerken, and I've been on the ag committee all the years I've been down here as well. I grew up in a dairy farm just south of Freeport, and had seven brothers and three sisters, and again, that was the going way of making a living on the farm. I remember driving the horses yet, Representative Erdahl. I go back further than you. But again, we were very diversified in those days. The first job on the farm was picking rocks. That's one thing you learned right away on the farm. You pitched in there at a very young age of four or five. You could always pick rocks. But from there on, we went to getting the eggs. That was another job for us as we grew up. And taking care of the newborn calves and feeding the calves, that was always a job for the elementary child in the farm. From there on, at this time of year, we'd be filling the hogs would be coming in now, and that would be a job of a 9-10-year-old to sit up with the sows at night to make sure that the little pigs all get started. And so I grew up on a farm, and after I left the farm, my brother and I were the last of the two brothers on the farm. He milked one side of the barn, I milked the other side. And I went to school, and during that time, after graduating, my first job was my first job was a summer job for some extra money. I worked at the Genuine plant. Did that a couple of summers over at Melrose. After graduating business college, I ran a billings machine. I did the payroll for Landy Meatpacking. I did the payroll for the employees there, as well as the farmers would come in with their hogs and their cows, and I'd issue them that check for the day. And I, of course, pursued education after I went back to college. And but my brothers had the farm, and he's just in the process of getting the young guy started, milking 60 cows, and he still owns the farm. I have another brother-in-law that milks 100 cows just north of, very close to Mary Ellen or Trumbull's district. Go across the district, and he owns property in both of our districts. I have another brother-in-law that has a hog confinement center. He has a lot of hogs. He's in a hog operation. Another one that's exclusively in chickens. So agriculture is still very, very important to me. I serve on the, this morning I attended the Stearns County Dairy Advisory meeting before coming here. I serve on the Central Minnesota Dairy Profits. I am the Ag Representative on the Stearns Water Management Board, and on Friday, Representative Erdahl and I, we were on Ag Talk over at the Albany. The National Show came over and talked about ag issues across the United States. So I do serve on a lot of different ag boards. Right now, there's five of us that are in the process of finding a site for a new ethanol plant that may be in my district or Representative Hosh's district. So we're in the process right now, but ag is still very important to me. Thank you, and it's an honor to be on this committee with you, Representative Chair O'Trem, I should say.
Thank you.
Well, Charlie,
go ahead. No. Madam Chair, thank you. I'm Terry Morrow, represent District 23A, which is Nicola County and seven townships of Sibley County. And it's a wonderfully productive agricultural area, hogs, corn, soy. I'm thrilled to be on this committee for that reason, and working with folks in my district to understand the issues. I've got a tremendous county engineer who is on in touch with me with one transportation issue after another, so the crossover with that committee and this committee will be helpful for me. I have an ethanol plant in my district, looking forward to talking about rural economies, and finally, in Veterans Affairs, again, I have a tremendous resource in my county with Hank Sadler, who's in charge of Veteran Affairs in Nicola County, so I look forward to bringing that knowledge to this group. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, really enjoyed the individual conversations that we had previous to this committee meeting. That was nice to get to know you and talk a little bit about what the expectations of the committee were going to be. I'm Robin Brown, and I represent District 27A. Albert Lea would be the big city. It's right where I-90 and 35 cross.
is where I'm located, so southern Minnesota. I really appreciate the opportunity to serve on this committee. Our area has a heavy ag industry, from grain to vegetable farming, hog farming. We also have renewable energy in our area as well. So agriculture is very important to our community, even though it is a diverse community with other businesses as well. I have a farm background, as most of you seem to on this committee, not the small farm like Representative Doty was talking about at 800 acres. I don't know if you'd even call it a farm anymore. My father farmed 40 acres, and we, depending on the year and his interest, our crop may have been corn or pigs, and I think we even raised dairy cows for a number of years. So when he started that with 10 cows and no milking facility, my brother and I used to hand milk the cows and raced getting that done every morning before school started. But eventually we had 40 cows and milked for a number of years. My job right now is a teacher, and I've been teaching for 10 years. I teach art at Albert Lea High School, mostly photography and digital photography. I have never really left the farm. I own 10 acres where I raise Peruvian Paso horses, raise them and train them and sell. So that's my current business. But I really appreciate being on this committee where I can represent my district, who has some real agriculture roots. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Kent Eakin. I represent District 2A up in northwest Minnesota. That includes all of Norman County, all of Mahnomen County, most of Becker County, and the southern parts of Polk and Clearwater counties. The western part of that district is heavily agricultural. That's where I'm located, up in Twin Valley. I grew up on the family farm, the farm that my great-grandpa started. We're still living in the same house that my great-grandpa built. Have strong family roots there. My brother is the one that's actually farming all the land around us. I help him out some on the farm. I also drive a sugar beet truck in the fall. So agriculture has been very important in our family. We've been lifelong members of the Minnesota Farmers Union, and my father was very active in that, and I headed up the state organization for a number of years. So again, agriculture very important for our area. The district I represent, I think I have the distinction of as the legislator with the smallest, largest city of any legislator in the state. My biggest city is Ada, which is a population of 1,600, so it's all small towns that I represent. But very happy to be here, and look forward to the work we're going to do. Thank you.
Thank you. I also want to mention, Representative Finstead isn't here, and when he does come, we'll have him tell his story, but he's at home with his newborn son, so that will be fun for us to hear his story. What I'd like to do is the staff, if they would just introduce themselves, and then we can sort of move on.
My name is David Musilevich. I work for House DFL Research, and I was first assigned to this committee in 1993.
My name is Seth Willard. I'm a student at Alexandria Technical College. Privileged to intern with Representative Otremba, Chair Otremba, this session, and just get a firsthand view on how the legislature runs and all the people that are behind it. So, thanks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ed Warner. I first followed ag policy and finance in 1991. This is my 17th session.
Madam Chair and members, my name is Colby Sullivan. I work in the nonpartisan House Research Office, working on issues related to agriculture and rural development. And my colleague, Jim Cleary, couldn't be here today, but he works in the veterans area, so we'll both kind of be swapping in and out in this seat.
Thank you. Could the pages also stand up and introduce yourselves?
I'm Arlen Rested. I was born and raised up in Mr. Eakin's territory. My grandfather homesteaded up in Norman County in 1896. My father farmed the homestead for many years, and later in life they sold the homestead and they bought another smaller farm down by Audubon, Minnesota. I ended up going to business college and Ended up working for a public utility for 38 years and retired. Got bored sitting around the house, so someone suggested come down here and be a page. So I've been a page this is my sixth year, and I work, help set up committee rooms, help to train new pages. Work as a chamber guard. You probably see me up there opening and closing the door up in the gallery once in a while. And I get assigned to help the chief clerk with some odd jobs once in a while. And I really don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up, but I enjoy being here.
I am Grant Alt. I did this, I was a page for two sessions back in, I think, 96 and 97, under the Ag Committee with Representative Steve Wenzel. And today is my first day back, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. And I have hopefully the dream of someday continuing the family farm or owning a farm of my own, and hopefully keeping it average or small farm. It's, an important for just raising a family and just important for small communities. Thank you.
Thank you. If anybody in the audience wants to come up and tell us about what you do, we're more than willing to listen. John, you can't lie. Okay, we'll wait for another time. Yeah. That's true. Many of you know, we have a subdivision of the Veteran Affairs. Lyle Coonan is the chair of that division. Bills can be referred to our subdivision in two ways, by memo or by acting in a hearing. Right now, I'm going to do the referrals in committee. That way, as members of the committee who are dealing with ag and rural economics and veterans affairs, we will have an idea of what's going to come after the veterans division acts on their bills. So it will give us a heads up, and we'll maybe entice you to read the bills to see what will be coming after Representative Coonan's committee acts on it. So we have three bills that need to be re-referred to the Veterans Affairs subdivision. And it may be on your agenda. So the first one is House File 137, and it's veteran-owned small businesses designated as target group businesses for purpose of awarding state and metro agency procurement contracts. The second one we're referring are House File 162, the Minnesota GI Bill program established to provide post-secondary education assistance to veterans, and there's money appropriated. We also have House File 220, and it's a firearms safety and usage training certificate continuation provided while soldiers and essential employees are engaged in active military service. So, I'm not sure what I do. That's all I do, I guess. Are there any other business pieces that you'd like to bring up? One of the things is our next committee will be January 24th on Wednesday, and we will meet at 8:30. The presenter is coming in from a few miles, and I thought it would be okay if we got to sleep in another 30 minutes. Rod smiled. So if that's okay with everybody, that's what we're going to do. So, meeting is adjourned.